point of correction. Good Friday afternoon. And you know what happens here in the studio from 4:30, basically from 4, every Friday here on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. Every Friday we have Witani Childline radio program here. And we keep bringing you just a pair of guests. And today is not exception, because today in the studio we have Itula Helena and Munondumbo Mikhail joining me in the studio to give us a taste, or more like an awesome informative content of what they brought us today with regards to cyber security awareness. And if the language sounds like it's complicated, don't worry, they are here to do, you know, to break it down in a way that to break it down for you. Actually, they're here to break it down for all of us. Cybersecurity awareness is on the menu today with Witani Childline radio program. In the studio with me is Munondumbo Mikhail and Itula Helena. So, Helena, Mikhaila, how are you guys?
We are doing good. How are you?
All good. I think we are all familiar with the studio and each other at this point.
Yeah, we are.
And we are all familiar with Eagle FM and our viewers and listeners.
Yeah, we are all. But we just do not know who is listening to us. So.
No, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll find out when you're just, walking around, going about your day, and someone shouts, "Oh, Mikhaila,
is that you?"
I'm gonna say,
"Yeah."
Yeah. So, I won't waste, I won't take much of your time, ladies. You can take it over from there.
Okay.
So, just trying to, let's see if we can position the cameras in a way that everyone is in the frame. There we go. Now your two cybersecurity experts for the day are all in the frame. So, ladies, please take it away.
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. Today we are joined with Helena and Helmut by our side at Eagle FM. And today we are talking about cybersecurity. Welcome to another exciting episode of Witani Childline Radio in collaboration with Eagle FM. My name is Mikhaila Munondumbo, and my colleague here is Helena. And I'm so happy to have you guys joining us today. Whoever will welcome, sit and listen to Witani Childline Radio.
A very warm welcome to everyone listening. Whether you are listening at home, at school, wherever you are, we are happy to have you in this. Happy to have you as our audience.
And today, we are talking about everything and something that everyone talks about, or something that is really common to the community, and it's an important topic, which is cybersecurity.
Now, you might be wondering, what exactly does cybersecurity have to do with you? Mikhaila, can you please tell these people what cybersecurity is?
Well, if you use a phone, a computer, a tablet, and social media, online games, email, or the internet in any way, cybersecurity is important for you.
And our program today will focus on two sessions. Number one,
what is cybersecurity?
And session two is creating strong passwords and protecting accounts, like your social media password, your phone password.
Yeah, the Instagram accounts. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be explaining these topics in a simpler way, which will give you examples and ask you some questions along the way.
So wherever you are, stay with us, because you might learn something that you can help protect yourself online. Stay tuned. Don't turn off the radio. We are coming back soon.
Yeah, we'll have a jingle from Eagle FM. Mahmoud.
Yebo.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utete opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka. okukwetera oipindi konu konda doyi nawa nune ujo otukwetera o special ange tashake ngejepa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamoiri nawa ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu oma filane Eagle FM the eye.
And welcome back from that extended break. We continue from where actually Michaela and Helena will continue from where they left off. Ladies, the floor is yours.
Yes, Helena, what do you have first?
Session one is what is cyberbullying?
Mm-hmm.
What does cybersecurity mean? So, Michaela, let's start with a big question. What is cybersecurity? Can you tell the people?
So, you guys are going to learn very big things today. Cybersecurity is about protecting our devices, accounts, personal information, and online activities from digital threats.
In simple words, it means learning how to stay safe when you're using technology and internet.
Exactly. Think about your home. You probably have doors and windows, and you might lock them when you leave.
But why? Michaela, why do you do that? Why do you think people do that?
Because you want to protect your belongings and keep unwanted people from entering.
Well, our digital accounts are similar. They also need protection.
Our phones and computers as well can contain things that are very personal to us. Photos, messages, school information, accounts, and other private information.
That is why cybersecurity matters. Everyday examples, Michaela.
Let's think about a normal day. You wake up and check your phone. You open your WhatsApp. You watch a video. You check social media. You search for something on the internet. Maybe you play an online game.
Every time you do these things, you are interacting with technology and sharing or receiving information on your phone
That's
or your device.
That's why we need to develop a good digital safety habits.
Cybersecurity isn't about being afraid of the internet.
Exactly. The internet can be an amazing place to learn, communicate, and create and have fun.
The goal is to use safely and responsibly. So
we are going to head into our questions for the day. Okay, listeners, here's a quick question for you. If you have a valuable item at home, would you leave it outside with no protection?
Probably not.
So why should we leave our important online information unprotected?
That is the idea behind cybersecurity. Like, that is what we are trying to bring at the table today.
How can we protect ourselves? There are several simple things we can do to improve our online safety.
Number one, use strong passwords. Passwords that don't include your birthday. Because everyone, your friends know your birthday. They can guess that it's guessable. You know, someone can get it so easily. And your name, probably your name, you cannot put your name as your password. Because someone can still guess that password and your account is still not safe.
And it's really true. Because you guys are learning from us, and us, we also learned from people that taught us. Because last year, December, we had a training on this, and we really learned from the Lifeline Childline at the head office. And it was very awesome because it was my first day even to learn that I should really have a strong password. So, number two, keep your accounts private and secure.
Number three, be careful about what your personal information you share. You see, you cannot be sharing your location online every single time you have live location. No,
yeah.
It's not needed. Or probably your mood swings. Today you're not in the mood. You're posting, you're not in the mood. And then tomorrow again, you're not in the mood. You're telling everyone on social media. Then they'll say, no, this girl is always not in the mood. I must get her attention by giving her attention. And then people will come closer,
so,
you know.
You should think before you click or share something online. Helena?
We'll talk about strong passwords in our next session. So we just give you a breath of it. So we're coming.
Yeah, we're coming, guys, with big information. Just wait.
No. Big information, huh? Right, so have a little bit of mystery to your life is what I heard you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know. All right. On the other side of the break, we'll continue with that, cybersecurity awareness.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
The Villager, wherever you are, we are 20 minutes into the hour of 4 and you're still listening to Witani Childline radio program here on Eagle FM in collaboration with Childline Lifeline. And today's subject is cybersecurity awareness, and in the studio with me sharing more information on that particular subject are Mikhail and Helena. So just before we went for the break, we were all informed, more like educated on how we should watch out for our life locations and you know, the mood for the day. Have a little bit of mystery. Not everything must be, you know, shared with Uncle Google and ChatGPT. But anyway, I'll pass the ball to the experts in the room. That is Mikhail and Helena. Please continue.
As you guys heard, Uncle Google and ChatGPT. It's time for a quick myth or fact.
We'll say a statement and you decide whether it's a myth or a fact.
Statement number one. Cybersecurity is only important for adults.
Michaela, that's a myth.
Yeah. Cybersecurity, myth number two. Cybersecurity is important for everyone who uses digital technology.
Michaela, that's a fact.
Yeah, that's a fact. And Helena? Statement number two.
Number three.
Number three.
You can trust everything you see on internet.
Michaela. That's a myth, Helena. That's a myth.
Yeah, it's important to think carefully about information you find online. Not everything is true. In fact, nothing on social media is true. Especially social media. Everything is a lie. There's nothing true. Actually, nowadays, teenagers, they are lying.
Okay. It's just that we are learning now, and you guys should also learn from us because we also learned. We are really experts.
I'm not lying, huh?
We are really telling the truth. Because not everywhere, and not everything that you see online is safe and trustworthy, so you should keep yourself safe and healthier on Instagram, Facebook.
And do not share your location, live location.
Also ChatGPT.
It's not needed.
Yeah. And now we are moving into our session two. Our topic, Helena.
Session two, strong passwords and protecting accounts.
Passwords.
Our topic is something every person with an online account should know about. Both passwords.
Yeah. What is a password? A password is a secret piece of information that helps protect your account.
Think of it like a key. Like, you see, one key opens one door. So your password must only open your account. No one must guess it.
Yeah, as we said before, when we were talking about you locking your things inside in order for the thief not to steal inside. So your house has a key in order for the thief not to access your
account. So your account should also have a key.
So your house helps. Your house key helps you to protect your home.
Your password helps you to protect your online accounts.
So you wouldn't normally give your house key to a stranger.
And why would you give or share your password to a stranger either if you're not also giving your key to any stranger?
Yeah, it's true. So we are going to talk about weak passwords. Some passwords are very easy to guess.
For example, using your name, as I said earlier, birthday, school name, or a very simple sequence of numbers can make an account easier to guess. Yeah. Even your cell phone number. Then it's still guessable. Someone can still, maybe it's the number. Then they'll put it's correct. Then you lost everything.
Another problem is using the same password for every account.
Yeah, imagine having one key that opens your house, your school locker, and every other place you use. If you lose the key, then you lost everything.
That's just one. It's true. And if you forget, the key, you lost everything. And if you forget the password, you lost everything.
So, what makes a password stronger? What do you guys think makes a password stronger, Michaela?
So what should we look for when creating a strong password?
A stronger password should be difficult for other people to guess.
Avoid information that someone could easily know about you.
And do not use obvious passwords such as 12345 or just the word password itself. Someone will use the word password just for their password.
Yeah, if a service provides a password manager or other security features, those can also help you imagine and manage your account security.
Keep passwords private. Here is one of the most important messages of today's program.
Keep your passwords private. Don't post them online.
Don't send them to people through messages.
And don't share them simply because someone says, I need your password.
You see, nowadays people will share their Instagram passwords and then they will have accounts, managing each other's accounts.
And
you must keep it safe. You must
Keep it private. Even if it's your next partner, please don't share your password. And
don't share. Your best friend, you don't trust anyone nowadays. Don't share your passwords.
And if you are unsure.
But I can have my mother's bank password, you know. I can have it.
And if you're unsure about what to do with an account or password, speak to a trusted adult. Lifeline Childline 106-116. I'm joking.
You can even call us. We are one of them now.
Yeah. Have you heard of two-factor authentication, also called 2AFA?
It adds another layer of security to their account.
Instead of relying only on a password, an account may ask for another verification step.
For example, it might ask you to confirm your identity using another method.
So when 2FA is available, using it can make an account more secure.
Yeah, same as used 2FA.
Yeah, sometimes the phone also asks you like your identity, the face identity, and the fingerprint as well. Mm-hmm. So the 2FA is also available. Using it can make your account more secure, as you said. So we are going to move ahead into our password challenge, and Helena is going to start first.
Okay, listeners, it's time for our password challenge. Can you start, Michaela?
We are going to give you 3 examples. Think about which one sounds more secure.
Password A, 123456.
Password B, password, really, the word password itself.
Password C, a long, unique password that isn't based on easily guessed personal information.
If you chose C, well done.
Yeah. The lesson here isn't just about making a password complicated.
It's about making it hard for other people to guess and keeping it private.
You must not do something hard that you're going to forget in 2 days.
Yeah.
Make it reasonable that you won't forget.
Even in a year or a decade, because you're going to use that password. But don't use the same password for every account, as we say.
Yeah.
Our final recap. Let's quickly recap what we have learned today.
Number one, cybersecurity means protecting ourselves and our information when using technology.
Number two, our personal information is valuable and should be protected.
Number three, use strong passwords, unique passwords for your accounts. Unique passwords for your accounts.
Number four, keep your passwords private.
And number five, use extra security features such as two-factor authentications when available.
And as we are wrapping up, what is it? Beat drums from Eagle FM, a jingle.
But you're still going to be...
We are thinking of our sponsors. The closing. So we are going to wrap up with a jingle. We are going to have a jingle, and then we wrap up thinking of our sponsors.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Turns out, not password. And also, password, not password. And that reminded me of, Spider-Man, Far From Home. When Peter Parker meets Hogan in London during the mysterious, the mysterious guy attack. And Peter Parker needed a password to access a computer on the jet that Hogan was flying into. So he turns to Hogan and asks, well, what's your password? And he goes, a password. And Peter Parker goes, hang on a second, you are the head of security, but your password is password? So, well, I think, the moral of the story from both Witani Childline radio program and Michaela and Helena and Eagle FM is that the word password itself shouldn't be your password. let alone 1, 2, 3, 4. And we'll continue on the other side, as you know, as you heard the ladies wrapping up and sending a shout out and thank you to the sponsors and yours truly, moi, on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Lipura nengelo wapubwa Eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukulile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi tayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamoili nawa ninge kwata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kongerewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Welcome back. So we continue, you know, with the cybersecurity awareness. And if you just tuned in, this is, you are listening to Eagle FM, and this is Witani Childline radio program in collaboration with the Childline Lifeline here on Eagle FM. And today's subject is cybersecurity awareness. And we've been through how to, you know, strong passwords and which passwords to use and which ones not to use. And now I'll just hand it over to the experts in the room to wrap up the program. Ladies.
Thanks guys for listening, and today we are going to wrap up our program, and just like that we have reached the end of today's cybersecurity program.
We hope you have learned something useful today and that you will put these safety tips into practice.
Before we say goodbye, we want to give a very special thank you to our sponsors and partners for supporting the Uitani Childline radio program.
A huge thank you to UNICEF, Lifeline Childline Namibia, and the European Union for your continued support.
Your support helps us share important information and create awareness among children and young people. Just like we learned today, cybersecurity, keep your cybersecurity awareness, raising awareness to people all around in the country, the world, or the people that are listening to Eagle FM, to keep their password safe and to live safer online.
And to the audience, thank you everyone for listening to us today.
And I'm Michaela.
And I'm Helena.
Stay smart, stay safe, and stay cyber secure. Until next time, take care.
Goodbye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.